Hello, my name is Nick, and I'm about to tell you about my key moment. I have the feeling that I have to choose the right one. Once I started to think about it, I realized that there are like so many crucial key moments in my life that changed basically everything. But the one I choose in the end is the most recent one. When I grew up as a child, I was a very silent and very introverted child. My mom says that I all the time was sitting somewhere and drawing. And apart from that, I liked to listen to stories. And in fact, I have the feeling that I can remember every story my mom told me and every story I read. I have a very good memory for stories. And yeah, I have always been enough for myself. I didn't need it other kids so much. I could just draw and think about stories. That was my thing. And when I grew up, when I went to school, like I added texts to my pictures, and yeah, it was just a short jump to start drawing comics. Like when I added speech bubbles to my pictures, my parents and my teachers were like, they didn't like it. I was at a Steiner school, and they don't really support, like, or at that time at least, they didn't support it, comics or cartoons and video games and so-called new media. That was like kind of forbidden at that school. And so the parents followed that ideology. But anyways, I continued to draw and draw my first full comic story. And that was such a big element in my childhood and youth. I was like Nick the Illustrator for like everyone. But when I became around 20, 21, I switched to the camera and I became a portrait photographer. It was a very old vintage Hasselblad medium format camera. Super slow and super heavy and super beautiful picture quality. And from that moment, I haven't drawn anymore. And I went to several different jobs and studied different stuff. And yeah, ended up again in a job where I don't do creative stuff. And last year, around that time in August, I got myself a tablet, like a drawing tablet with a pen, and I feel a bit ashamed that it's kind of, my moment is kind of connected to that device, but it's true, I guess. Like when I had that device, I started to draw. I didn't bought it actually to draw. It was just a side effect, but I started to draw my first character, and when I was finished, I had that feeling like 15 years ago. It was 100% there again, and I felt like, wow, you want to do that, you can do that, and I started to draw like crazy. I have a full-time job, but I got up like 4 hours earlier, and I drew like every day, 2, 3, 4 hours before I started to work. And I did that for 1 year, and I developed so many stuff in that short year, from books, comic books, illustration books, board game. I developed a board game and a video game and a card game. And so much more stuff happened in this last year, just because I kind of revived my biggest childhood ambition. And when I'm looking back to the 15 years before, there's like not a lot left. Of course, I met people and stuff happened, a lot actually, but the value for me is not that high compared to what I have done in this year. And yeah, I think that is my key moment to start drawing again and kind of continuing being kiddish, childish. And yeah, it's a bit like yoga for me. And yeah, that's my key moment.